Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
I'm Gary Mance.
I'm Suzanne Mitchell.
We're a couple of baby boomers who bring you a talk radio mix of metaphysics and music, politics, and pop culture.
And you never know which celebrity will join us for an interesting conversation.
Mance and Mitchell is Boomer HQ, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on 1150 AM KKNW.
Your home for alternative talk in Seattle and Western Washington.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website, bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And by the way, did you know you can find us on Facebook these days? And that would be Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check it out. Give us a like while you're there, would you please? That's really important. And be sure to check in often because I'm posting all the good news stories about animals and all the animals in the news we need to know about and all the fun and cute stuff. Anything I can figure out how to post that I want to share, I'm posting it up there. So a lot of good stuff. Check it out, Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. And by the way, we would love to add some more volunteer call screeners to our Animal World family here. So if you've ever wanted to get behind the scenes of radio, serve the animal world, we would love to have you be part of our family and be available. For like example, would Kathy can't be here like today. She's celebrating her anniversary. So if you are interested in being a volunteer call screener for Animal World, check or give me a call at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Or shoot an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And by the way, if you can check out the website, www.marthanorwalk.com, get all the current events, get links to all our advertisers, their contact information, and a lot of other great stuff there as well. You can send an email through the website to me, and all my contact information is there. And if by chance you don't do email and online and you want to post something to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road. That's 19916 Old Owen Road, Monroe, Washington, 98272. That's number 251. 19916, number 251, Monroe, Washington, 98272. And if you want to contact Dr. Doug Yearout, he's available at All Animals Alternative Medicine Clinic in Marysville. Easy to get to. It's on State Avenue, right off of I-5. And his website is Holistic with an H, Holistic Animal Doc, D-O-C, holisticanimaldoc.com, or you can call his office at 360-653-8171, 360-653-8171. Okay, promised you sugar gliders and the Monroe Fair. I don't know, Dr. Doug. I know you went to the Monroe Fair this year.
Yes.
Did you just you're wandering the fair and you encountered the pocket pet
display?
Yeah,
I walked by and saw that.
Because yeah. I actually got calls from friends.
Mm-hmm.
You won't believe what's at the Monroe Fair.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't there. They were at the fair and calling me and. I actually couldn't find it the first time I went through, but I did eventually. But in one of the vendor areas, actually under the stadium, reminded me of the ignorant days of my growing up.
Yes.
And the Puyallup Fair.
The chameleons.
Chameleons.
Yeah.
Because whenever, when we went to the Puyallup Fair, you could buy little chameleons, like the gecko, the little gecko guy. It's a little green chameleons. And they had a string tied around their neck to a safety pin.
Yeah.
And you would buy them. They weren't expensive. But you'd buy them, and then they'd pin them to your shirt, and you'd have this little chameleon on your shirt. Well, you know, kids, that they think that's great. I mean, they had to sell them like hotcakes, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Now, and then they weren't selling cages and supplies or educating or anything. They were just selling little chameleons on strings with safety pins that you pin on your kid's coat. Well, that of course wasn't good enough for me, and my mom of course let me get one, and my brother got one. But then we had to go home. And off we went to the pet store to find out how to care for chameleons. And I had chameleons for years. But I think most died a very unpleasant
death.
And my father objected because as long as I had chameleons, I had to have a tub of mealworms in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
And he wasn't wild about that. Either my poor dad, he had to put up with so much, me and my mom and our animals. But had the chameleons. So anyway, that they've not allowed that kind of animal sales for a long time at the fairs, which is a good thing. But this year was new, and their big display was pocket pets.
Yes.
And my friends didn't know exactly what they had, but what they had were sugar gliders.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can you explain to everybody, because my friends didn't know what they were, can you explain to everybody what's a sugar glider?
It's a marsupial flying squirrel, you know, Rocky and Bullwinkle. It's an actual flying squirrel, but they have a pouch. They're called a marsupial, not a mammal. They have kids in the pouch. So, but they function just like other flying squirrels. They're active at night. They have great big eyes. They've got big arm patches of skin so that they use for gliding.
Yeah, because they don't really fly. They really glide.
Yeah, they glide from high up to lower. And
they could jump from one tree lower down. And the sign said that they could glide up to 150 feet.
Yeah, they can. They're amazing, amazing tree critters. But if you're very educated and you're very careful and you're very into it, you know, it's like anything else. It's going to have, hopefully it's going to have a good quality of life. But the way it's displayed at the fair like that, and it's just as if you would might as well torture it and pin it to your shirt, you know. So
well, yeah. Now they were not selling the sugar gliders.
No,
you couldn't like buy one and take it away with
no,
you,
no.
Because I think they must have some kind of rules now.
Yeah, there's
you
a
can't
rule about
sell
selling
animal
yeah.
at the yeah. fair. But I had my concern about them is very similar because of what I learned from the hedgehogs.
Mm-hmm.
When they said, you know, we're African, our genetics are coded to be in the Southern Hemisphere. That makes a difference. And I don't really understand that, except that I know that the water in the Southern Hemisphere turns a different way when it spirals down the toilet, as opposed to the Northern Hemisphere, it turns the other way. And
mm-hmm.
so there's differences in the hemispheres. But I think sugar gliders by naturally come from a southern environment.
Well, they've been bred in captivity for a really long time, so their ancient genetics is still there, yeah, but they've been up here for a while.
A long time. And what they had was, you know, there were two or three of these young folks there, and they had sugar gliders there, cages, and then they were letting everybody hold them and putting
mm-hmm.
them on kids' heads and in their pockets and all this kind of stuff. One fellow had two, and I heard him say they were his personal
mm-hmm.
sugar gliders.
Right.
And when I tuned into them energetically, they were actually okay.
Yeah.
Because they were with their dad. Now, they wanted to stay in his pocket. They didn't really want to come out.
No.
But they were okay. Then there was another fellow there that had another one that he's handing around to anyone. And, oh.
He was pretty stressed.
God. My heart just broke for this. This little sugar glider was so stressed.
Yeah.
And so did not want to be there and was so unhappy. That it was really heartbreaking. And, of course, they had no clue.
Not a clue.
That they had, you know, a sugar glider over here on that's comfortable. And this one is not. It's very stressed. So it was way too crowded and all of that. And like you said, I'm in the same place. I'm not there to get on a soapbox. And these people obviously didn't want to hear from me, I'm sure. But I did ask them, what were they selling? Because what they were selling at the fair was the introductory kit
mm-hmm.
with a sugar glider, but you didn't get it at the fair. You'd get it, and they breed them. And I did hear them say that their sugar gliders do come with a 7-year guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
That must be the lifespan of a sugar glider.
Yeah, education comes with education, really.
Did you ask them how much they're charging?
No.
I did.
How much?
Oh, my gosh. Doug, I almost fainted right on the spot. For the starter kit, which is not a lot, and a sugar glider. Are you ready for this? $589.
Wow. I'm in the wrong business.
Hello?
Huh. That's a lot.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it that much.
$589.
You have to really want them then.
Well, yeah.
Or have a lot of money in your pocket.
I have to really want to make these people rich.
Yeah.
Jeez. So tell me this isn't a money-making operation.
That's all about money.
Now, I suppose you could make the argument on one side of the fence, well, you got to pay that much. People will probably be serious and really take care of them.
Exactly.
But one would hope. But on the other hand, I mean, come on, $589?
Well, they also charge a lot at the booth. You know, the vendor...
To have the booth at the fair?
Yeah, they're tremendously expensive. I talked to a lot of people this year that said, we won't be coming back next year.
Well, of course, and it was just, you know, the luck of the weather was just terrible for the fair.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, there were just hardly maybe 2 days where it didn't rain.
Piggies were happy, though.
Oh.
Yeah, they don't get so hot in there.
Oh, yeah, I think all the animals were...
The woolly animals, you know,
we're
so
much, much, much happier with the cooler temperatures. But it was really sad. I went twice, and the first day it was raining on and off, so all of the people that had outdoor displays and stuff, nobody could display their stuff. It was all either back in the inside or mm-hmm. tarped up and covered, and there was not a line for anything. And then I went back on Labor Day. It was a nice day, and went back in the afternoon. Of course, and then there was just people's everywhere and lines, and so hopefully they made up for some of that. But I'll tell you, I am not a fan anymore of a lot of animals being kept in captivity. And I do think it's important to communicate with the animals. And there was a prime example in that little booth. There were a couple of sugar gliders that were just fine, that were okay with the experience, but there was one that was just so stressed out it could hardly stand it and wanted to just jump right out of its skin.
My whole thing all my life has been education, trying to get people to, if you're going to have something like this, let's learn how to take care of it properly, let's find the best diet for it, and let's be committed to it. Otherwise, you know, get it into a rescue organization that can do a better job. You know, I try not to look the other way. That just the people that come to me with these animals, they're having hope and stuff, and so but I always tell them, I discourage them to ever get another one, you know, but just learn how to take care of this thing properly. And so that's what it's always been about for me, is instead of communicating with them, is to teach people how to take care of them and what's their biology and their natural history and what do they really eat. And you know,
so do you know what a kind of a diet for a sugar glider entails?
Well, that's why they say sugar, because they have a high intense need for nectar and those kinds of things. But
I guess I didn't put two and two together on that.
They like their grubs and mealworms and those kinds of things as well. So they need their protein and their carbs.
Gotcha. They sure are cute, I have to say that. I mean, they're absolutely
cute.
Cute
as a bug in a rug. Yeah, you just want to take one home and take it in bed with you, you know. But
yeah, I mean, they do stimulate that kind of. I just realized when I was there watching them at the fair, if this had been, you know, back in the 70s in the Puyallup Fair with my mom, I mean, I probably would have refused to leave the fair without a sugar glider.
Yeah.
I'm sure as a kid, with no concept of what the animals really go through. And of course, coming home to my house, though, was kind of a bonus to most animals, because they were very well, as well cared for as we possibly could figure out how to do. But in all the years of having so many different kinds of animals and so forth, many harsh lessons were learned, which is why I'm not a big fan, and why I have dogs and cats, and I had a horse, but that's it anymore. You won't find
caged animals with me. Pockets, pets, and birds and things, I've buried an awful lot of animals, and that's not because I'm a bad vet. You know, it's just they got to me at the last minute, and there was hardly anything you could do, and it's so sad.
But I think a lot of people don't realize, though, that there are veterinarians like you around that will treat all of these animals and actually you're knowledgeable about them and know. And you've spent lots of years in wildlife rehab and so forth. In fact, am I remembering correctly? I mean, didn't you help found Sarvey Wildlife Rescue?
Yeah, I founded the Everett Wild Bird Clinic to start with, and then it was the Everett Wild Animal Clinic, and then it went to Sarvey, but it was still the same. Yeah, mm-hmm. I founded that in 1980 with Kay Baxter, who's gone now, but bless her soul. But it moves on, you know.
Huh? She just popped.
Yeah.
Did you feel that cold air come in?
Of course.
That's Kay.
Yeah.
Hey, Kay.
Yeah.
I have, you know what? Bless her heart. For any of you longtime listeners, you know that we featured Sarvey Wildlife Rescue for many years on Animal World, and Kay would come in with the birds and all of that. And she and I became, you know, close over the years and became a friend, and I did everything as much as we could to support. Gee, we had a fundraiser. Mike, you weren't around in those days, but we actually did a fundraiser here in the studio because Sarvey was in danger of closing their doors. Guess how much money we raised on the air that day? I brought a gambler into the studio. $50,000.
Wow, amazing.
One show, yeah. So at any rate, that was a great day. Yeah, Kay's remember. I was blessed when she passed that the family gave me a pair of her favorite pair of cowboy boots. Mm-hmm. So I have Kay's cowboy boots in my closet, yeah. And they actually fit me, so that was neat. But the bottom line is if that's been many, many years that you've dealt with wildlife, as well as all of the other exotics. So you have a great foundation and kind of a global knowledge of animals and
yeah,
and
knowing about wildlife is just exactly the same as trying to find out about exotic pets too.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right, now phone lines will remain open for the rest of the show. If anybody out there still has a question for Dr. Doug, you can give us a call at 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free at 1-888-298-5569. You can shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. We're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors here for the first time in this hour. Then as we continue, let's get current events out of the way. So I know that is taken care of. And then if we've got phone calls, we're happy to get back to those. But I have a list of stuff that I promised to get to today and haven't touched all of those yet. So lots to talk about. It's Vet Sunday with Dr. Doug Year out. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking? Why they do certain things? Or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, Animal Intuitive Medium and Reiki Master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at DarcyPariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132. Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen, has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Spread the word. Your favorite shows are on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's Vet Sunday today with Dr. Doug Year out in the house, and we're going back to the phones here in just a moment. Just wanted to remind you that you heard about Darcy Pariso. She's our wonderful animal communicator, medium, Reiki master, and guess what? Next week is Talk with Your Animal Sunday. So Darcy Pariso in the house, open phone lines throughout the show. She can help you talk to and understand your animal friends. She can help you communicate with your animal or human loved ones on this side or the other. And we always have great fun working together. So be sure to tune in next week and plan to give us a call so Darcy can do a free reading for you. And you also heard about Jude and Paul Ponton and Whispering Dragon in Seattle. They're wonderful harmonic energy shifting office. If you're so lucky to be here in this area and can go in for a session, it is absolutely phenomenal. They were in on the creation of Accutonics and the tuning forks, and have written Accutonics for cats and dogs. And they do all of the great stuff. Very enlightened chiropractic work, have straightened out things for me that a regular chiropractor wasn't able to deal with in 20-25 years. Pretty amazing. So check them out, whispering-dragon.com. Give them a call at 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. All righty then. I said we were going to do current events, but we got phone line. And phones are open. We'll take as many calls as we can this hour and still get everything else done. 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. Right now we're going to Shoreline and welcoming Peg. Good morning, Peg. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Doug Yearout.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have heard Dr. Yearout before on your show.
Yay.
I tried to get in and couldn't. But what I want to know is if he can do feline teeth cleaning without anesthetic.
Oh, that's interesting. Cat teeth cleaning without anesthesia.
Yeah.
I've been doing what they call non-anesthetic dentals for a really, really long time before it was ever published, and they had people going around from clinic to clinic to do that.
Somehow I kind of figured probably that's the case. Yay, Dr. Doug!
I should have been the guy to, you know, put the company together, but I didn't. So anyway, it depends on the kitty, of course. You know, some cats just won't let you touch them very much, But when you do animal communication techniques and T-touch and massage and other things, you can get in there and get some stuff done. So it depends on the kitty, but for most of the cats, I can get a ton of stuff off their teeth. Now, sometimes you just can't, you know.
Right.
You have to resort to anesthetic. But cats don't have as many teeth, which is nice. You can get an awful lot of that stuff off on your fingernail sometimes. Just flick, 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 and you're half done already.
Well, she may not be a good candidate then.
Yeah.
Because I can't even get in her mouth and neither can the vet.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
well,
really?
That might
she
be,
will not
yeah.
open her mouth for anything.
Yeah, I usually don't open their mouth. Actually, just lift their lip. Will she let you do that? Let you touch her face? Or?
Yeah, I can touch her face. But the vet said she is concerned because she thinks there might be some problems in there, and that's why she won't let us open her mouth.
Well, sure, yeah. It might hurt like the dickens. Does it smell bad?
No, not that I can smell, but I will do a little more research on that.
Yeah.
So you don't even have any way to calm them, like to
oh, sure.
start with?
Oh, sure, absolutely. We use
the T-touch and the massage and that kind of thing.
I always use homeopathic remedies, aconite and rescue remedy, those two for fear and panic and shock. And I always tell you to put it in their water for 24 or 48 hours before you even ever consider getting anything done. So they're...
Okay, what was the second one? I have rescue remedy. I use that.
Aconite, A-C-O-N-I-T-E, aconitum. It's a Latin word for a plant that you make a homeopathic remedy out of, and it's all about fear and terror and panic.
Wow.
Okay.
That sounds like a great one to use before bringing them in.
It's a super-duper rescue remedy.
A-C-O-N-I-T-I-N?
I-C-I-T-E. Or a U-M at the end, aconitum. Usually homeopathics are in Latin, so it starts with an A, though.
I'm sure I'll get close to that.
Aconitum. I'm wondering, like, for someone like Peg, who's in Shoreline, Mm-hmm. It might be worth the trip up to you for her to do that. But when you said, okay, sometimes, you know, I can just do it, but I like you to use these things for 24 hours.
Yeah.
Would she, like, call your office ahead of time and remind them that she was on the air and about this? And then would you make sure she knew what to do ahead of time before she came in so she wouldn't have to make two trips?
No, full instructions. Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So did you?
I use spirit essences all the time with her. She's a really good and very, very docile cat.
Now,
spirit essences,
aren't those the ones that Jackson makes?
Yep, they're Jackson's, and I have several of them. And,
Jackson Galaxy,
kind
of course, my cat from Hill Guy.
And they always seem to work. She travels with me everywhere in the car.
That's excellent.
No issues at all.
Hey, but did you know I didn't get it up on current?
Let us open her mouth.
Yeah.
Did you know I haven't gotten up on current events yet, but did you know Jackson's coming to town?
No.
Yeah, he's going to do a book. His new book with a catification gal, it's a second catification book, is coming out. And he's going on a book tour, and he's going to be in Seattle, I think, in November.
Oh, okay.
So I'll let you know. He's doing a book.
Can I have him on the show?
Well, I can't. I have tried for years. I can't get through his people. But I'm thinking I have enough notice, knows he's coming, that I'm gonna see if I can't figure out a way how to at least connect with him for a couple minutes while he's here and get to him. If I could get to him, I'm sure I could get him on the show.
Yeah.
But I just
somehow
haven't been able to get to him.
Getting too big for his britches.
yeah. But anyway, he's coming to town. So his spirit essences, I would assume, probably are pretty good ones.
Yeah, but, and I could use those too in my the rescue remedy, and maybe look for that other homeopathic.
The aconite. Now, did you get Dr. Doug's contact information if you want to call?
I had it from before, 425-903-1913 in Marysville.
No.
No, that is not it. It is 360-653-8171.
Yes.
That's it.
Okay. I have been making notes. I've heard you on a couple of times there, and I just think you're the one that's going to get this done. But
yay.
Are you willing to tell me the price over the online? Well, I mean, here now.
We could probably get an idea of what you charge for office calls and
yeah. It depends on what the mouth looks like, of course. But
right,
yeah, kind of like an exam at first, really. It's what I usually we usually just charge an exam fee, and then we go from there after we get an idea what the heck we should do or shouldn't do.
Now, do you have a standard exam fee, or is it based on 75?
Yes, okay. A comprehensive physical is 75.
Okay.
Oh, that's not bad. Okay.
And that and you might be able to do whatever you do quickly and easily.
Yeah, that's the way it is with cats. If you're going to do it right, you probably shouldn't have to spend a whole lot of time, because there isn't many cats that will stand for too much anyway. You know, there's some of them will, but yeah, you can do a whole bunch with your fingernails really easy. Sometimes you just get really lucky, and other times it's you know, there's already cavities in there, and the gums are all inflamed and nasty. And you know, if she doesn't want you to touch her mouth, but you should usually be smelling something, or you should be seeing a bunch of saliva around her mouth.
No, neither of those is true, and I'm just sure she doesn't even have bad breath. She's,
okay, good.
Yeah.
Might be surprised. She might just not want to have her mouth handled for some
reason.
Yeah,
something don't.
Might have happened or something.
Yeah.
But and when I rescued her, I don't even remember now where I was going to go with that. But
you know, but I just had an idea, Peg.
What?
Why don't you call us next Sunday?
Okay.
Because Darcy Pariso's in, our animal communicator.
Yeah, I met her at Jude and Paul's last week.
Oh, did you? Wow, so you're just making the rounds between everybody here on Animal
everybody.
World.
Everybody, yeah, we're all in the same family here, Martha's family.
All right, excellent. Well, see, now you get part of Dr. Doug's family, and you're on board.
Yeah,
but
great.
What I was thinking is, if you call in next Sunday, we'll have Darcy tune in to your cat and find out why she doesn't want to open her mouth. Is it because it's painful?
Idea.
Is it because there's something going on in there? Is it just frightened? Is she just, you know, if she just doesn't, you know. Well, let's see if we can't get some details.
Okay, that's a good idea, because we could get a better sense.
Yeah, and then we also could have her look at, you know, you know, like the homeopathy, the flower essences, will that be good? We'll find out if she thinks, if it feels like you need to powwow with Dr. Doug on the phone first. you know, all that kind of stuff. We'll find out what energetically it feels like and looks like, and why she has a problem with having her mouth touched.
Yeah, I'd sure like to figure that one out.
Yeah, so maybe we can help you next week.
Okay, and I'm very impressed with you, Dr. Doug. I just think that
thank you.
I wish you were closer to me. I'd be coming there every time. I use Ballard Animal Hospital, which are pretty fine vets.
They do have a pretty good reputation over the years.
It's amazing, but they're not natural like you are, so he is. So I really would love to get...
Well, that's why I go to Marysville. I'll tell you, the best vets are in Marysville.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Well, so, we have Dr. Doug, and then two blocks up the street, we have Dr. Bill.
Yeah, I've heard that.
So they're all there together. Right. But now, does it help you to get to know Dr. Doug to have him in here on Vet Sunday?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I love all your vet programs because I just learned so much. It's just amazing to me. And I also threaten her name's Scarlett all the time. I'm calling Aunt Martha.
Yeah.
You don't stop whining. Yeah. She whines when I'm preparing her food, and she will not stop. She is absolutely out, you know, crazy. And I don't know why it bothers me so much, but I can barely stand it.
Well, you know, I've dealt with a few of those, and I have one of my own. Most Abyssinians don't talk, but my red one talks up a storm. And I can never prepare dinner fast enough. And I've kind of found that the key to that is
what?
Talk to him.
Well, and I do, but I keep thinking the reason she's doing it is because I'm so talkative.
Well, that may be also. Yeah, there could be a lesson there, you know, kind of like mother, like daughter sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
But talk to her, acknowledge her, because say, Scarlett's hungry. I know you're hungry. I'm making it as fast as I can. I'm getting your food ready. And just acknowledging the fact that they're eager and that they're hungry and that you're addressing that. It has worked for me. Mine doesn't complain at all anymore. And if he starts, I just start talking to him. He stops right away. And I had another gal come to my communication center or communications seminar, had her do the same thing, and it worked for her.
Huh. Okay. Well, I'll try.
Now,
that.
It took a while. Keep it up.
If
it took a while.
She sees me making it. Doesn't she realize I'm eager?
Right. Right. That's why. See, it's kind of like little kids sometimes. You just
can't
have
wait,
to
can't
acknowledge
wait, can't
what
wait.
They're feeling.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Anything else you need to know from Dr. Doug?
Well, I unless he has another bit of advice on this dental thing, I really want her teeth cleaned, and I'm not going to do an anesthetic. I just don't think
that brings up a question for me, Doug, because a lot of people tell me, because I'm always saying, you know, dry food isn't the best diet for cats.
Right.
And everybody says, oh, but it helps keep their teeth clean.
Oh,
no, it doesn't.
All right, yeah,
uh-uh,
is that?
I agree.
All right, that's why I want, Dr. Doug,
absolutely
does feeding dry food help keep the cat's teeth clean?
Absolutely not. Cats do not chew their food very much. If you notice, that dry food goes right into their stomach in one solid piece.
Exactly.
No gum health there at all.
Okay.
She is a gobbler, too.
Yeah,
When I adopted her, they said some cats are just gobblers. I can't leave food down, so that's good because I don't give her the dry food. But she, when I did give it to her, she would eat, just inhale it, and then come running out and vomit. And it would be exactly like it looked when I put it down.
Yeah, that's typical.
Yeah.
So I only soak dry food, and she only gets like an ounce and a half a day, but she gets a lot of protein.
That's another good reason to have a mouse diet. You know, they have to go through the package. They got to do the dental floss on the skin first, and, you know, the hair and everything, and then go down to the next layer and crunch, 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 and the gums gets healthy and stay healthy that way. We don't give them anything like that in their regular diet.
Well, see, we'll put Cindy in business breeding mice.
Yeah.
Making pet foods with a lot more protein now. There's a few out now that you can soak, and it's helpful. It's better than that old kibble crap there.
I get as many cats as I can get on a raw diet is, you know, the best thing for them.
My cats are on exclusively raw.
I'm real squeamish about touching the raw food.
You don't have to do anything but wash your hands afterwards, you know.
I know, but even that, I don't know what it is about the raw food. It just makes me kind of...
Are you a vegetarian?
No, but I could be.
Yeah, it's just common normal hygiene that you do with your cutting boards and knives and wash your hands and let a cat be a cat and you can eat what you want.
Well, I know she likes it because I've given it to her many times, but mainly I buy good quality canned protein.
Now, of course, if it's really the raw that bothers you, it can't, like Natural Pet Pantry, they make a home-cooked version as well.
One.
So at least you have the really good quality real food that hasn't been overprocessed and it's cooked, so you're not dealing with the raw. That's another option.
You can also soak your meat in a marinade of grapefruit seed extract, which will help kill the bacteria if that bothers you a lot. And that
I don't think it's so much the bacteria that bothers Peg. I think it's just the look and the
look
idea of the
raw
food that's bothering you. Isn't that right, Peg?
Yeah, I think
okay.
it is.
Yeah.
It's just,
yeah.
I'm kind of squeamish anyway. I like things clean.
Okay. Oh, no, that's... Well, that. So what did you say? Soak the raw food in what, Dr. Doug?
Grapefruit seed extract.
It's an natural antibacterial product that won't hurt
Would that
the
affect
meat.
The flavor? That would
No, because you're not putting very much in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it just dilutes it out. And,
okay.
No, it doesn't have much of a flavor at all.
Okay,
you know, when you said that Missing Link isn't liked by cats very much, I was surprised because she's been on it since the beginning and she doesn't know the difference.
Some cats really like it, but some don't.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, cats can be pickier. And I think, way back when we talked to Missing Link Designing Health about it, I think that the feline version used to have added taurine and they thought that was bitter and some cats didn't like that. I think
it is bitter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, is it bitter? That's
bitter.
What I remember the response from Designing Health being. So, Peg, are you good?
I'm good. I want to add one thing. I got from my pet store some raw goat's milk that I can add to their kibble.
Yeah.
She loves it.
Is that a good thing, Dr. Doug?
Yeah, raw goat's milk is good for anybody, but for cats, they love it. It's really
I can't believe how she loves it.
All right. Well, good for you, Peg.
Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
I love you. Every Sunday I'm here.
And you'll have to, when you get Dr. Doug to do Scarlett's teeth, you'll have to give us a report.
I will do that.
All right.
And for your time, you guys.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. And remember, call us back next week for Darcy, okay?
Oh, yeah, I'll
All
do
right.
that.
Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All righty, we're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour. Then we'll come back and do current events, and then we'll have a marathon to the end of the show. We'll see how many of my questions I can get into Dr. Doug.
Okay,
stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Current events are next right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 AM or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Dr. Doug Yearout, holistic veterinarian, has relocated his office. The All Animal Alternative Medicine Clinic is now at 1059 State Avenue, Suite E in Marysville. Dr. Doug has practiced holistic and naturopathic veterinary medicine for 35 years in the Lake Stevens area. He offers animal chiropractic, homeopathy, Western and Eastern herbal medicine, proper nutritional advice, class 4 medical laser therapy, and other energy healing methods. He treats almost everything dressed in an animal suit, including companion animals, dogs and cats, birds, rabbits, reptiles, ferrets, and other strange, rare, and peculiar exotic pets, including wildlife. The All Animal Alternative Medicine Clinic is open by appointment Monday through Friday. Call today, 360-653-8171.
Hi, Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Stay informed with news, traffic, and weather at the top of the hour, weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and sorry to say, we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's Vet Sunday with Dr. Doug Yearout, and he's our favorite holistic alternative medicine practitioner, and delighted to have him in the studio. And you heard his little ad running. If you want to contact Dr. Doug, you know he's on State Avenue in Marysville. Real easy to get to. It's right off the freeway. Website is holisticanimaldoc.com. And office phone number is 360-653-8171. 360-653-8171. If you want a doctor that is natural, holistic, will work for your needs as well as your animals' needs. And remember, you say you've been doing that non-anesthesia dental work for cats for years before anybody was even talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because why? It's the right thing to do. They don't all need to be knocked out.
Right.
Yeah, Doug does the right thing. Okay. Now, I also want to let you know that we'd heard about the NuPro supplements, and given what Dr. Doug said, they make really great supplements for ferrets. I think you better be checking out NuProSupplements.com if you've got ferrets. They need to be on NuPro supplements because, obviously, like Doug said, we're not doing very good by our ferret friends. So get some NuPro supplements for your ferret. All right. How about, before we run out of time, let's take care of current events. Okay, let's see. Speaking of entertainment, new on the Animal World current events, this is Seattle Dog Fest Walk and Roll to support canine companions for independence. Saturday, October 17th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Marymore Park in Redmond. No fee to do the walk, but you want to register in advance so you can help raise money. And there, if you go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events. There's a link to their website, www.cci.org/dogfestseattle, or you can call them at 1-800-572-BARK. And remember that I'm doing my very popular Understanding or Keys to Understanding Our Animal Friends, two-part series of classes, Communicating with Animals, number one, and the second one is the Human-to-Animal Transference. They are on Wednesdays in October. First part, Wednesday, October 21st. Second, Wednesday, October 28th. They're from 6:30 to 9 at East West Bookshop in Seattle. Their new location with plenty of free parking. And you can reserve it $20 for each class, or if you sign up for both, you get them for $35. What a deal. You can reserve your space now by calling 206-523-3726. That's East West Bookshop, 523-3726. Okay, Northwest Stream Center got a couple of great things happening, all about beavers Wednesday, September 16th, and salmon in the forest on Tuesday the 22nd, Wednesday the 23rd, and Thursday the 24th. Be sure you call for reservations. Our Darcy Pariso, animal communicator, besides being here on the show next week, she's going to be on the Manson Mitchell Show here on 1150 AM KKNW, Friday, September 25th from 10 to 11. She'll be taking calls there as well. And then on Saturday, 26th of September, she'll be at the Emerald Spiral Fair in Kent from 9 to 5. All righty, let's see. Sixth annual sexless soiree to benefit Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Project is Saturday, October 3rd. feralcatproject.org. And the 18th annual 2015 Black Cat Ball benefiting Perfect Pals is October 24th at the Maidenbauer Center. Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon have an acutonic self-care hat class. That's you learn how to use the forks on yourself. And that'll be Saturday, September 26th from 10 to 6. Learn to use the basic ohm tuning forks for balancing yourself. It's $125 for the class, and you get a $10 discount on buying the forks if you buy them when you register for the class. www.whispering-dragon.com. Remember, join the fun at Homeward Pet Happy Tales Wine Walk. Walk with your dog and tasting wine through the Woodinville's unique Hollywood Wine District and help raise funds for homeless dogs and cats is Saturday, September 19th. From 1 to 5 p.m. And Pause Walk. Oh, never mind. You can register now for the 13th annual Walk for the Animals at the new location, which is Green Lake, on October 18th. Then, let's see, last minute here, addition to current events. And this is Seattle Parrot Expo, the Northwest's largest parrot-centric event is coming October 3rd and 4th to the Tukwila Community Center. It is the Flight Club Foundation's largest fundraiser of the year and the coolest kids event about parrots in the United States. That's a pretty bold statement. Okay, October 3rd and 4th at the Tukwila Community Center. It is from 10 to 6 daily. It's completely free, and parking at the event is also free. And if you need information, you can call Debbie Goodrich at 253-951-4452. And let's see, there are hosts and featured speakers. They're bringing in international experts on behavior training and more. There are two international speakers, and just all kinds of really cool stuff. So check it out. And it is the Seattle Parrot Expo, October 3rd and 4th at the Tukwila Community Center in Tukwila. Okay, and next week, of course, is Talk With Your Animals Sunday here on Animal World with Darcy Pariso. All right, Dr. Doug, let's see, we talked about the sugar gliders. I had a question. We've had several cases this last week or so of people with older cats saying their cats are drinking more water than they usually do.
Mm-hmm.
What could that be indicative of, and what, if anything, should these cat owners be doing?
Drinking more water lately or just lately?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, cats...
And cats in like the 12 to 16-year-old range.
Well, cats normally don't drink very much water. They shouldn't when they're healthy because they come from a savanna. That's a normal thing for a cat. They're like hamsters. They drink once or twice a day.
Okay.
And they get all the rest of their moisture out of their food. But so older cats, of course, you start thinking about something going wrong with the body. Basically, the kidneys are the thing that you see go wrong first. The kidney in the cat is probably the number one organ that has a problem in a cat.
Uh-huh.
Versus in dogs, it's something else. But cats, it's always kidneys. They're the target organ. So,
gotcha.
12 is about the right age to start having problems, and they will start to drink more water. Or the food is too dry. You know, they have too much dry, and they're not getting enough canned food, dry raw food, or whatever. And so they're
not getting enough moisture in their food.
Yeah, but if they're doing it just at a time of year, at a season change, cats will usually drink less water in the winter and more water in the summer, fall. So as a general rule.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's why when...
Now, what about diabetes?
Diabetes, of course, will show up as an increase in water drinking first before anything else, and being very hungry.
Okay.
Yeah.
So an older cat starting to drink more water that's not seasonal, or it's not been a habit that you're aware of, that would be a trip to the vet.
I would definitely, yeah. Okay. Kidneys, probably kidneys.
Excellent. There's so much, and we won't have time to, we'll just have to wait till our next Vet Sunday to get into a lot of this. We talked a bit about food. You mentioned for sure that you recommend for cats as much of a raw food diet as possible.
Right.
What about for dogs? Do you recommend the same thing for dogs?
Same thing, exactly.
Okay, so raw food.
Lots of vegetables. At least a third of their diet on a dog should be vegetables.
Oh, okay.
Ground up, tiny, little, small, pesto-y size vegetables or steamed.
Yeah, because they need a little help in the pre-digestion department,
right,
huh?
Right.
And
yeah.
I know one of the most popular diets is the raw meaty bone diets, you know, that Dr. mm-hmm. Lonsdale out of England. Are you familiar with
yes.
that?
Yeah.
Is it a good
yeah,
one?
Yeah, I've got his book, too. Yeah. And the barf diet, bones and raw food.
Right.
Yeah.
That's Dr. Billinghurst out of Australia, New Zealand area. And then Lonsdale out of England. But you like both of those. And one's raw meaty bones and the other is...
barf.
Well, give your dog a bone, I think, was his first one.
Yeah.
And growing puppies with bones and then barf diet. Bones and raw food.
It's not good for the planet because it encourages the use of more meat, which is not good for anybody, the planet, you know, dogs, people, anything. But that's not their fault. You know, that's...
they're carnivores.
Yeah.
They need to eat
well,
it.
Well, dogs are obligate omnivores, but cats are the more carnivory kind, and so are ferrets. But... cats don't get very much in the world of vegetables. They might get a little teeny bit of plant material, especially cat grass. They love chewing on cat grass or outside grass, but the dog should get about a third of its diet as vegetables. And you can actually, if you have a young, active dog and they're not suffering from any problems, you can cut back on the amount of meat by using a little teeny bit of grain, you know, to help you put more carbohydrate in there. They have more energy. But if there's anything going on with the pet, I usually try to cut the carbs back. So,
right.
You know, it's usually the other way around. So,
all right. Okay, well, all other questions are going to have to be tabled for the next Vet Sunday, which, by the way, will be, when is that going to be? What are we? We're September now. So October will be November. I think the second or third Sunday of November, but I'll be in touch and we'll let everybody know. But we'll definitely, you're so popular, we have to have you back. And hopefully, maybe next time we can get both you and Dr. Bill in.
I think that'd be a tag team.
We're going to try to get both of them in. So that's going to wrap us up for today. If you need to contact Dr. Doug, you're out. Remember that there's a good reason why I go to Marysville for all my veterinary stuff. And one of the biggest reasons, of course, is Dr. Doug, you're out. All Animals Alternative Medicine Clinic. It's on State Avenue in Marysville. Phone number is 360-653-8171. That's 360-653-8171. And then a website is Holistic with an H, Holistic Animal Doc, DOC, holisticanimaldoc.com. All right, next week is Talk to Your Animal Sunday here on Animal World. Darcy Pariso, gifted animal communicator, medium, and Reiki master, will be back in the house. Open phone lines throughout the show so she can do free readings. She can help you talk to your animal friends, find out what's going on with them, or talk to your animal or human friends on the side or the other. And look forward to hearing from you next week when Darcy's in the house. And then... we have normal programming going on today, which means you can stay tuned after Animal World for an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. So I think we've covered all the bases. I can't tell you. It's maybe lightened up just a little bit outside, but still very cloudy. Streets are wet. There's a big, huge accident down here in front of us. So be careful if you're out there driving. Mike, thank you so much. Dr. Doug, thank you so much. We're already looking forward to next time. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart. Share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.